With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. For the first time since the November election, President Trump is acknowledging Joe Biden's victory.
After Congress certified Biden's victory, the president announced there would be an orderly transition on January 20th. In an early morning statement, Mr. Trump also said he totally disagrees with the outcome of the election and continued to claim that the facts bear him out. Hours earlier, he had vowed to never concede in a rally speech to protesters, some of whom later stormed the U.S. Capitol in a bid to overturn the presidential election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And congressional certification of Mr. Biden's Electoral College win came in the wee hours of the morning, Vice President Pence announcing that Biden received 306 votes, President Trump's 232. There is a lot of cleanup to be done across the U.S. Capitol after rioters rampaged through the complex yesterday afternoon.
Stay down! Get down!
Sending congressional staffers, lawmakers, and others fleeing for safety. Windows were shattered, furniture smashed. The offices of some lawmakers occupied by the vandals who trashed the place. They broke things and scattered papers and other materials all about. And the rioting turned deadly.
One civilian was reported to have sustained a gunshot wound inside of the Capitol.
D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says the woman shot by U.S. Capitol Police did die, and several other people also perished, apparently the victims of medical emergency. Lawmakers are vowing to investigate the security breach, taking a closer look at what the Capitol Police should have done to stop it, the FBI, among agencies working to track down those who led the unrest. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. Dow futures up 147 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 98. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Police have questioned some people, but are still trying to figure out why someone was killed at a Jacksonville business. Action News Jax reports that in the middle of the afternoon yesterday, a man was shot to death at a place on Edison Avenue. Anyone who thinks they might know something about this is being asked to call Crime Stoppers. There'll be no ferry service across the St. John's River for a while. Yesterday was the first day of what could be an eight-week-long closure caused by scheduled maintenance and upgrades. Senior citizens can try again today to get a slot for a COVID shot. The Florida Department of Health in Duval County says that this afternoon at 5, they'll be accepting new appointments from those 65 and older online. A total of more than 66,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported in Duval County, including over 750 deaths. Throughout the state, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases, including over 22,000 deaths. The shots are free of charge. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed south just before Racetrack Road. Add about 5 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. The high will be about 70. Rain with thunderstorms tonight and a low near 50. Right now it's 44 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Early Thursday morning, the U.S. Congress certified the Electoral College vote that gave Democrat Joe Biden his presidential victory. Democrats clinched the U.S. Senate as John Ossoff is projected to beat David Perdue in the Georgia runoff. And Vice President Mike Pence rejects Trump's call to overturn Joe Biden's election victory.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning. 5 minutes after 8 a.m. 904-831-0600. A lot of calls, questions, and comments. A lot of good calls this morning. Listen, I don't care if you differ. I don't throw you under the bus. I don't call you a filthy heathen. I don't call you a communist, a Nazi. That's what I get called. Yeah, I'm Nazi.
These are all the names they give you.
Yeah. They call Roger white privileged.
I know, to the shocking, shocking dismay of my parents. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so we take all calls at 831-0600 as protests took place yesterday. A lot of emails coming in. Some of you are blaming President Trump. Some of you are saying that the breach needed to happen. We call balls and strikes. We've been saying consistently that yesterday was uncalled for. And don't be blaming Antifa. We got the stories right here. But having said that, the liberal left is a bunch of hypocrites trying to go after the protest and the law breaking that took place yesterday, but somehow totally ignore what happened last summer with Black Lives Matter and, of course, the Antifa protest. 904-831-0600. Let's go to Ralph on line two. Hey, Ralph, good morning.
Morning. Hey, I'll tell you right off the bat, I can't stand Fox News. I know y'all play a lot of bites from Fox News. I think they're a CNN sister. They have totally went liberal. I like Newsmax. Newsmax said yesterday on Antifa's website that it was a big call out for Antifa, buy MAGA gear, show up at the rally. Yeah, I think some of the people in there were Trump supporters, but I think Antifa was leading it. And then you had Alex Jones. I was listening to a station yesterday. You had Alex Jones on the megaphone. Knock down the doors, knock down the door. You know, he was encouraging everybody. And, you know, that was, but, you know, I don't blame Trump. I do not blame Trump. He said, let's march down to the Capitol. That was it. He wanted to get a good chant going, I think, rally. But I don't put it past the Democrats. They knew something was going on. Look at the last security. Look at when they had Black Lives Matter. They had all kinds of security, National Guard. Here they have Trump supporters, no security hardly. And they was letting people come in. People were breaking windows, and then they said on Newsmax they had pictures of security pulling the windows out so they could come in. Like they was encouraging them. And then it was reported that the girl got shot. Capitol Security shot him. At first they come out and said private security. One of the congressmen's private security shot her. So I like to get the real story on that. But you know, and this Mitch McConnell thing. Miss McConnell's wife is Elaine Chao. Elaine Chao came from Taiwan. Her and her family, I think she got six siblings. Her dad owns Foremost Shipping. They have some of the biggest container ships in the world. Not container ships, cargo ships. They were built in Japan and China. They were funded from banks in Taiwan and China. They do 70% of their business is China. Elaine Chao's mom died. I looked up on the internet, came up on Wikipedia. I started clicking on all the different links where people have written articles, you know, like Forbes, different stuff like that. Elaine Chao's mom dies. In her will, I think all the siblings supposed to get like $2 million. The dad boosted it up. Elaine Chao and Miss McConnell got $49 million. That buys a lot of favors. And I know, you know, if their business is 70% business with China and Trump puts tariffs on China, I know it's got to be hurting their shipping business. So, you know, you can take it for what it is. And then Mitch McConnell stands up and says there's no evidence of voter fraud.
Well, hold on. Tom Cotton said the same thing. A lot of pro-Trump supporters, do they have ties to China too?
Who was the guy on the Trump, he handled national security with respect to... Trump fired him after he said it was...
My cell phone's made in China. I need to disqualify that?
He said it was the cleanest election we've ever had in American history.
Chris Kelbs, whatever his name was. Yeah, whatever. Folks, come on, man. You're reaching. You're reaching here. The bottom line is, and I am no Mitch McConnell fan, but we call balls and strikes in this radio show. Does that mean that everybody that has ties to China didn't want to support Trump's... let me say this one more time. You got to have standing to get your case heard in front of a judge. The judge can sit here and say, hey, listen, You can yell from the bleachers that you got robbed. You've got to present a case, and you've got to present something there for me to hear it. If you don't have standing, I'm sorry. We don't go on Area 51 conspiracies. Was there voter fraud? Yes. Was there illegal voting that took place? Yes. Was there enough to overturn the election? Most likely not. That's the question. All right, let's go to
I mean, it's
Phil.
Real easy to say, you know, 10,000 people voted from jail. Where's the proof, you know?
By the way, Andy, hold on a second. Is it Andy? No. He's a journalist. This is from the Washington Times. Andy says that the people occupying Capitol Hill did not look like Antifa people. He's the one who's been on Tucker Carlson and Fox News. Yes, the sister station of CNN, by the way. I don't buy into that. He has reportedly, he's an enemy of Antifa. Antifa singled him out. He's been brutally attacked by Antifa. His life has been threatened. But he said on Twitter yesterday, reported by the Washington Times, this was Trump supporters. This was not Antifa. Now, was there probably a few Antifa people there? I'm sure there were. But these were Trump supporters. That was very embarrassing yesterday. All right, let's go to back to line one, our buddy Phil. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Team Reality, Roger and Ed.
Hey, brother.
You guys are the best. Listen, Thank you. Real quick, back in the 70s, the government teed off the Teamsters and the truckers, and I think it was about 1,200 to maybe 1,500 rigged tractor trailers without the trailers. Went on Washington. All they did was they jammed up for a whole day. They jammed up all the roads, but you know they didn't break anything. So I am a Trump supporter. I am for the cause. I am a diehard Republican. However, and I donate immensely to the cause. However, I don't support that. And let's go retro real quick, 12 seconds. I was in Seoul, Korea in the 80s with a couple buddies of mine. We took the day off from our top secret mission, and we turned a corner. In downtown Seoul, there were 14,000 protesters burning 140 American flags with 7,000 riot police, and they all looked about the same age. And I found out later, we did get out of there quickly, and we weren't in our uniforms, thank God. But, oh, my gosh. And at night, they all drink and eat at the same coffee shops and bars because they're the same age. So the riot police are friends of the protesters, but they beat the crap out of each other.
Interesting.
And the other thing is, I am a diehard American. I would die for my country.
Right.
But they went a little overboard yesterday on what they did, and I'm leaving it up to you. And you guys can do no wrong. You guys, I'm not going to say walk on water because my best friend just passed away. His initials are JC, so he's upstairs with the real JC. But you guys are the best of the best. God bless.
Well, thank you, man.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. I like to think I walk on water, but evidently. But the water's only about an inch deep, so technically. All right. Roger will catch that joke.
You never know. Maybe one day.
Let's go to Liam. Hey, Liam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, bro.
Hey, I feel a little disenfranchised about what happened. I do think there was fraud. I think we should have put a lot more checks and balances in the election system earlier on, but... We just got to move forward. But what I'm interested in is now that all these CNN, MSNBC, and all those other folks, now that Trump will be out of office, what are they going to talk about?
Sorry, I got a little.
I think probably the agenda going forward for the next 4 years is probably going to have to go with the Democratic Party too moderate?
Yeah, Liam, that's a good question. Or should, what are they going to talk about?
Or should the progressives have their way in whatever happened to universal health care and Medicare for all?
Yeah, Liam's got a good point. What are they going to talk? I mean, it's like us. What are we going to talk about? Nah, we can talk about. Well, there's a lot of other issues out there.
Right.
Liam, thanks for the call. Let's go to James. Hey, James, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm not going to talk too much about the election. It's just I feel like we're a hamster in the wheel going around in a wheel, you know. But in the Senate going forward, I'm not too worried about it. You know, 50-50, whatever. You know, senators, unfortunately, they retire, they pass away, the balance of power changes. Things can change, you know, within 2 weeks. But what I am most concerned about is that Joe Biden, he is more natural as a senator, obviously. So he could negotiate with the Senate. But what I'm hoping is that he doesn't get dragged to the left. That's what we're mostly, you know, that's what we're worried about. So going forward, hopefully those more centrist Democrats like Manchin, which I don't trust, and Tester and a few others, all it takes is one or two votes and it's not going to pass. So, yeah, I'm not too worried about it, you know.
All right. So he says he's not too worried about it. All right. Interesting, 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 all this. All right, we'll take some more calls coming up in a couple moments. Just a lot of people want to weigh in, and I enjoy it. Always enjoy hearing from me right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with this slow traffic all along the Dames Point Bridge. Mary, what's going on?
There's stop-and-go traffic on the Dames Point Bridge headed towards the beach because of an accident.
Thanks, Mary. Be aware because that right lane is still blocked and add about 7 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. The high will be about 70. Rain with thunderstorms tonight and a low near 50. Right now, it's 44 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It's not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Big love.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp just $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z, the founder.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
All right, before I take some more calls, I was talking to Ron Davis, who, thanks for hosting for me while I was out.
Oh, no, I had a lot of fun. Thanks for putting your trust in me.
So were
me and Ron are a team sometimes.
So was the so when you were watching this yesterday, what'd you think?
Well, you know, I didn't watch it yesterday. I heard... Yeah, I was busy. You know, I had some trials coming up and stuff. And I started getting text messages throughout the course of the day.
You're welcome.
And
yeah, by the way, those text messages are a pain at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, and you know, the sense that I got was something major, and I was expecting something different. So I, about 4:30, meandered down to the office of someone that I knew that would be watching here in the building, and I was struck by what I saw inside the Capitol building, you know, those barricades, those rope barricades that you do at the movie theaters that have the velt tight, you know, belt right. wrapped around them and the thing.
High security.
Right through the rotunda.
Yeah.
And protesters were just meandering in the side, the barricades, just kind of going to and from.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting to see things broken, thrown around. Instead, I see people taking selfies, sitting in a chair. So I thought, well, what, I must be missing something. So as I was going home, I'm listening to Fox News, and I hear Donna Brazile get on there and talk about shades of 9/11. This reminds her of, and I was thinking, well, I must have missed something. So I went home and I looked, and at the end of the day, here's the question: I'm not aware of one shop, one small business, or even a big business that was looted, had its windows torn out. Was there any of that? Are you all aware of any of
I'm
that?
I'm not aware of any businesses, no.
Were there any gangs of people attacking one person and kicking them in the head and knocking them out?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, so when I'm hearing this, I'm thinking, okay, where's the problem? And then I see,
well, there
okay,
are some scared congressmen hiding under their desks locked in
well,
their offices.
Well, I think that if you're a liberal, right, mm-hmm. you've incited this for mm-hmm. so long as you've had, and you think, and you've believed this caricature of Republicans, you probably would be. You're also the same person that thinks that you catch COVID that you're dead. You know, they don't seem to understand that it's all or nothing.
There was real quick the lacks in security. I don't blame the lacks because I've never seen Trump supporters go overboard.
Okay, well
that's what I'm getting at.
That's where I get what you're saying, and I hear you and other people saying they went. Well, okay, I have seen one video, guys. One video of a window being broken out, okay, and them entering through that video. I also have seen videos where they're approaching the front doors and the police are just slowly backing up, slowly backing up, slowly backing up, and they doors open, they go in. I get it. It's but what gets
what
me is
what if they weren't allowed to go in? You think they might have broken their way in?
Well, I don't know, but here's I guess what I'm getting at is I come from a different perspective than you guys did. I didn't watch it unfold yesterday, so mm-hmm. I didn't listen to any of the media coverage. When I finally, you know, I heard the summaries, I heard all this horrible stuff. When I sat down and I looked at it, I'm like, there's nothing here.
The initial video I saw was that they had crossed over concrete barriers that had, and were scaling the walls of the Capitol.
Okay.
That looks like a more aggressive type approach than just walking over a velvet rope.
This is going to sound weird, but guess, so what? So what? I mean, our business is being burned to the ground. I didn't see any fires. Did you see any fires?
Okay. Here's
this
the bottom
is my
line.
Point. Is
they broke? I'm with you. I've said constantly. There's a night and day comparison. The media is not being consistent. They broke the law. They shouldn't have done it. That's all I'm saying.
To the extent that they broke the law, I'm sure they'll be prosecuted. But what I'm getting at is I'm hearing the words violence and protest, and they did identify the girl who was killed, and she was a Trump supporter.
There's as many as four people killed.
Yeah, well, no, four people died. Three of them died from medical conditions, probably.
Yeah,
from...
but I saw the videos on Tucker Carlson last night where they were getting to with the police, trying to move the barriers and barricades.
Yeah, and I've seen some of it, but it's nowhere near what you saw. I thought when I was listening to and then going home listening to the media describe it, I thought, gosh, when I look at this, this is going to be horrible.
Listen,
and I can't believe they
did
it.
When they're trying to break in those doors of Congress and there's thousands of people lined up, I saw those pictures, I'd be a little bit nervous too. Yeah.
Well, if you're security, you don't take anything for granted. If they're doing that,
I would pull out my gun
too. Assume the worst, and I have no problems with what they did.
Would you put attacking a Wendy's restaurant the same as attacking the U.S. Congress while in session?
Okay, did they attack the U.S. Congress? I mean, attack is a pretty strong word. Burning, did they get into Congress and burn it down? Did you know that you cannot equate, and that's what the media is trying to do, is the words they use for what they saw yesterday,
mm-hmm.
rioters, dangerous, you know, throwing around, you know, pipe bombs. You and I, all of us in this room know that those pipe bombs are not the property of Republicans. They weren't the property of the Trump supporters. They were probably placed there by Antifa, and they were probably the media was notified to go locate them. It's those are the propaganda right. parts of this.
Mm-hmm.
But the point at the end of the day is, should they have gone to the Capitol building? No. If they had gone into the Capitol building and they had burned it, they had looted it, they had smashed things and done things, I would be on here saying exactly what everybody else is saying. But at the end of the day, It was like a tour. They went inside and did a little tour.
Is it possible they got stopped before they could do any more damage?
Well, it's possible, but they also left. They walked out. It wasn't like they were. You know, there were some who were handcuffed, and some were taken away. I just perceptually, I'm listening to a lot of these people this morning, and I'm not trying to excuse what happened because evidently people died. And I guess this gal that got shot was doing something she shouldn't have done and didn't follow directions. We'll learn more about it. I guess this goes back to my whole, I think media is the problem. The perception that we've been, we've got Republicans this morning saying, this is outrageous and I'm embarrassed. Embarrassed about what? They didn't burn down businesses. They didn't burn down buildings to the extent that they destroyed property. They paid for it.
Should have stayed at the barricades. That's what they should have done and not gone any further.
Well, that's what typical Republicans are supposed to do. I'm not happy they went into the building, but again, when they went into the building, show me the damages. If you show me widespread damages, you know, burning and chairs smashed and that, then I have a different opinion of this.
Your call's coming up next. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett and just past McDuff Avenue. Add about 3 or 4 extra minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. The high will be about 70. Rain with thunderstorms tonight and a low near 50. Right now it's 44 degrees.
Here's Dan Celia with today's stewardship moment.
In Isaiah 55, God makes it clear that his word does not go forth and come back void or empty. He says this, "But I shall accomplish that which I purpose. I shall succeed in the things for which I sent it." Listen, I don't know about you, but I have never found a place in all of Scripture that when God spoke, nothing happened. Listen, whenever Jesus spoke, it came to pass. In my life, whether it was destruction, healing, or love, something happened when God spoke. When you read the Bible or pray, listen to what God has to say about His will for your life.
You've just heard a stewardship moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Roger McGuinn is coming to the Thrasher Horn Center. Roger McGuinn, lead singer and founder of The Byrds, one of the most iconic groups in rock and roll history. Don't miss Roger McGuinn, January 16th at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. For tickets and info, visit thcenter.org. That's thcenter.org.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, I promise we're going to get your calls in just a couple of moments. I got a bottom of the half hour break I got to get to. 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. More coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here. Talk Radio WBOB.
600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. For the first time since the November election, President Trump acknowledging Joe Biden's victory. Congressional certification of Mr. Biden's Electoral College win came in the wee hours of the morning, Vice President Pence announcing that Biden had received 306 votes, the President Trump's 232. There is a lot of cleanup to be done in the U.S. Capitol after rioters rampaged through the complex yesterday afternoon, sending congressional staffers, lawmakers, and others fleeing for safety. Windows were shattered, furniture was smashed, the offices of some lawmakers occupied for a time. The vandals trashed the place, breaking things, scattering papers and other materials all about, and the rioting turned deadly. One woman was shot and killed during the unrest. Wall Street, Dow futures up 123. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. There's another chance coming up for those 65 and older to make an appointment for a coronavirus shot. The Florida Department of Health in Duval County says they'll be accepting new appointments online this afternoon at 5. He was filming a music video when a car rolled up and someone started shooting. That's what Jacksonville police say they were told by the man after he walked into a hospital with a bullet wound in his arm. The guy said it happened near Burt Road last night. Those with any information are asked to call Crime Stoppers. That can be done anonymously. Jacksonville police say they've got the guy who attacked an 8-year-old 6 years ago. Henry Williams was arrested yesterday. He was 14 years old in 2015 when he allegedly beat and sexually assaulted the girl. There will be no ferry service across the St. John's River for a while. Yesterday was the first day of what could be an 8-week-long closure caused by scheduled maintenance and upgrades. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett and just past McDuff Avenue. Add about 3 or 4 extra minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Cloudy skies today with the high of 71. This evening, rain with a possibility of thunderstorms and a low of 51. Right now, 45 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrats clinch the U.S. Senate as John Ossoff is projected to beat David Perdue in the Georgia runoff. Vice President Mike Pence rejects Trump's call to overturn Joe Biden's election victory. And state Republicans say they will prioritize legislation to shield businesses from COVID-19 liability lawsuits in the upcoming 2021 legislative session.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's go to the calls. Let's go to line one. Start off with Tim. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Hey, Ed, how are you? Great show, brother.
Thank you, man.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to say, I think, the certification of Biden and all that and Pelosi and Schumer getting the House and the Senate, I think they'll do, in a couple of years, it'll do the same thing they did for Obama and for Bush. The House and the Senate will switch back over to the opposition party because they will have taken us so far left that, hey, people aren't going to want to live for that for too long, do you think?
Oh, I think you're right. I don't think yesterday's has put a black eye on Republicans at all.
No, I don't think so either.
In fact, maybe might make the Republicans a little bit more conservative now.
Yeah, that would be a good thing for all of us, I think.
Yeah,
that's
man.
For sure.
All right, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. I hope you have a great day.
Tim, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Jason on line 3. Hey, Jason, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Ed, I feel your pain with that cough. I'm dealing with it too, brother.
Yeah, I'm just getting over it. I had bronchitis, 20-plus degree weather, and Ron wants to take me back out hunting again in 30-degree weather this weekend.
Well, Ron's a good man. He wants you to get a good hunt.
So. Oh, that's true. Cough or hunt, what I do.
It was hot, yes. I've got two quick comments. Number one, instead of talking about the rioters versus the protesters, which we saw back in November and everything, instead, if the president-elect Biden had responded then like he did yesterday about this is not how we do this, this is not how you're supposed to act, this is sedition, I think we would have seen a different tone in the election instead of him kowtowing and saying, oh, they're just peaceful protests. They're just people who are just voicing themselves. I think that's what we were doing yesterday. And for all of the damage done of paper scattered around and furniture broken, I think they got off pretty easy after stealing an election. I'm waiting for Obama and Hillary to both come out and congratulate Joe Biden for winning 15 million more votes than them and saying that he is the most popular president in the history of America. I'm waiting for that.
Interesting.
My other point, very quickly, is I think what the press is going to talk about for the next several years is, number one, is Biden cognitively capable of doing this office? Number two, when will he step down and let Kamala become the first female black president? And number three, are all of the Republicans racist, sexist, homophobic, and whatever because they're against Kamala Harris? That's their agenda for the next 4 years.
Yeah, good. I think you kind of nailed it. The only thing I would differ. Well, no, actually, I wouldn't differ. Biden doesn't have any credibility to talk about how the mob, I mean, needs to be disbanded yesterday. He didn't do that for how many months when Black Lives Matter and the Antifa protests had happened? I mean, the only time he came out is when the poll numbers started going down.
Yeah.
Remember, even Don Lemon came out, of all people. Don Lamont came out and said, hey, man, the protests got to stop. Because they started thinking, man, this might just end up going south for Biden. Mm-hmm. So Biden holds no credibility yesterday calling for this to disband and all
might
that stuff.
Might affect November.
So let's go to David. Hey, David, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you all?
Hey, good. Thank you.
I just want to make a quick point on some information for further reading. The Golden Horde. Oh, I'm sorry. The Golden Fury. And it gives a very good background on who the original Trump supporters were and their socioeconomic background. So you might be interested. The Golden Fury. I also have a question for you all. What happens down the road if all of the most radical Biden team proposals are passed? And you've all talked about it now for many months. And it happens that people are really getting hurt, and I don't mean just physically. At what point does a citizen have the moral right, if you will, or the moral conclusion to act in a less than friendly way? I'll leave it at that. In other words, where do you draw the line?
Ballot box.
To your comment.
Ballot box.
Yeah, the American people every 2 years have the power to overturn the government through voting.
Or if you don't like your state rep or whatever, then you can have a recall. Those are a little tough. But you don't do it through violence. You don't do it. You can protest. By the way, when we were shutting down the economy last year, I had no problem, if you want to call it a protest. They were all peaceful. Nobody was, I mean, I didn't support them taking their guns up there to whatever the reasons why. But at least when those that took their guns, they weren't shooting people like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. But I don't have a problem. I think protests are great. Do it legally without breaking the law. But I think one of the other areas that could kind of put a stopgap to some of the policies will be lawsuits. I think Trump has packed the courts, rightfully so, with good conservative judges out there. I think it may slow down some of the nonsense that if a Biden administration wants to go down the road, like going after maybe taxing your ammunition and things like that, and see what other areas. Now, can they pack the courts? Yeah. Can they do this? Can they? Yeah. But I think there may be a line drawn with some of the courts. So we'll see where some of that goes. Let's go to Gary. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I have two words with what happened yesterday. Agent provocateur. So if we remember back in 2016 when Trump was running against Hillary and those emails came out showing that Hillary and the Democrats were putting agent provocateurs into the Trump crowd to make it look like the Trump people were starting fights. I think that's what's going to end up showing up happening yesterday.
Now there was, I mean, there were a boatload of people breaking the law. Are you to assume that they're all were Antifa put up people, or do you don't think any of the Trump people did it?
There could have been a few Trump people, but I think it got started with Antifa and Democrat and Rhino Republicans. They have to put their foot on Trump they've been doing it for 4 years. Well, why would they stop now?
Yeah.
And they really have to try to put Trump completely out of the picture, and I think that was their way of doing it.
I don't disagree. I think there were some Antifa people there yesterday, but here's the thing. Antifa leaves fires, chaos everywhere. That didn't seem to happen yesterday compared to what we've seen in the past. How do you answer that?
So I'm hearing, I don't know, that they had pipe bombs, a few of them found, and I just watched the Richard Jewell movie with Clint Eastwood.
Hey, how was that, by the way? How was that a good movie?
It was okay. I mean, it was okay. It kind of showed that the FBI did the same thing to Richard Jewell as they did to Trump. So kind of matches history repeating itself.
Yeah. Gary, thanks. By the way, you know who Richard Jewell's attorney was?
Who's that?
Lynn Wood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey! Do we have that clip of Lynn Wood? Tell him. Was Kelly Loeffler at? Where's David Perdue at? They're not here. They're part of the problem. And we're going to lock him up. And we're going to lock up Brian Kemp, too.
Don't vote in another voting machine made by China. We're Georgians.
The Dominion voting machine.
We're not stupid.
That was a good one. Yeah, we're not stupid here in Jordan, Hawaii.
Is that a good person? Ron looked at me like, don't ever do that again.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, I wanted to see the Richard Jewell movie. I think the I'm not going to deny that. I believe there probably were some, but I'm just telling you, Antifa loves to leave a mark, and they had their opportunity to do it yesterday, and it didn't happen. So I don't know. I think a lot of these probably were mostly just some Trump people just trying to get some FaceTime. Mm-hmm. They exist, folks. Trust me. Let's go to Brad. Hey, Brad. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll add a couple of comments real quick.
Yeah.
The young lady that was innocent yesterday that got murdered by the Capitol police officer shot in the neck, I heard that she was a 14-year United States Air Force veteran from San Diego. I don't know if anybody of your listeners has heard that or not. And also, I would say the biggest threat to this country, and it has been for the past 40 years, and creates much, much more chaos and upheaval, is the drug epidemic caused by our open border policies that Biden is going to reinstall when he takes hold of office. They're bringing in billions and billions of dollars worth of illegal narcotics and marijuana every year into this country that is creating massive crime wave across this land that has been for the past 40 years, not to mention deaths from ODs on fentanyl, cocaine, and other drugs. Another thing would be the boatload or plane load of cash that went to the country of Iran, a very formidable enemy of ours, hell-bent on getting a nuclear weapon. And those are much greater threats than 10 million Trump supporters would ever be to this country.
I would agree with you on that one. I would agree. I think there was hold on real quick. This was the clip from, I guess it was, who was this yesterday? This was, Dana Perino had mentioned, why were the Capitol Police... Here it is. Why were the Capitol Police caught off guard?
I do not understand how they were not prepared for this protest. We've known about it for weeks.
I agree.
Other protests that they knew about, they were completely prepared for, with National Guard set up, ready to deal with it. Remember?
Yeah, I mean, does the Capitol Police get any blame? I mean, we haven't seen any of this type of nonsense, at least from the all-around Trump supporters. I mean, the Proud Boys, whatever they are, I don't follow them. They've always caused chaos and stuff like that. But, I mean, the Capitol Police, I didn't think they have anything to worry about until there was an opportunity to break the law. So, I don't know. I don't know if I blame them at all. Let's go to, who do you want to go with?
Let's go with Mike.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
Morning. How are y'all?
Good.
Yeah. The only thing I really wanted to say was I was watching the Georgia election map, and it, you know, how almost the entire state was red, with the exception of a couple areas were blue. And that just kind of reinforced why we have an electoral college to, you know, for the representation type thing, or, you know, like five cities would determine the president every time. That's what I wanted to break
down. Hey, you know, you make a valid point. Georgia is very red statewide. It's like Florida, Mike. You know, I remember Jeb Bush won all 64 counties, and the three counties he lost was all in South Florida, and that was enough to have his defeat against Lawton Challenge in 94.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. The founding fathers were real smart with the Electoral College to get representation across the entire country instead of certain population areas.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Well, some people will argue, you know, what's more important? Should people have more representation, or should land? You know, if this is where the people live, that's what the argument some people would have. You know?
Who says that?
Well, if you look at a map and you say, okay, well, this area of land that's not, you know, populated very heavily should have as much say as a place that's got millions of people that live there, who should have the greater say?
See, land, people. All right, I'll try to follow you on that one. All right, let's go to Michael. Hey, Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed. Thanks for having me. Real quick, I wanted to say I don't personally support the storm in the Capitol yesterday, but I wanted to ask you your opinion. Do you think there will ever be a point in the country where it will be appropriate to storm the Capitol?
I can't think of one right now. Storm the Capitol? I mean, unless the Ruskies take over. The communists, I mean, unless they invade, and we got to, I mean, unless it's like a what? What is that movie with the guy who did 300? London is Falling, yeah, or something like that? Mm-hmm. I don't know. When would I ever storm the Capitol?
Well, I guess that's more so like how you said with the Ruskies taking over. Like, if the communists, like, say 3 years from now, we have three states added to the to our states, and we have the ports are all packed, and it's become a communist.
Well, no, I mean, no. I don't mean like that. I mean, yeah, if they violently took over the Capitol, then I would storm the Capitol.
It's real easy to just label someone a communist because you don't like them. That happens all the time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, if it's like a Red Dawn, if they violently take over, then you would storm the Capitol. But no, I would never storm the Capitol.
I guess I just feel like if it at some point got so bad, like it did with how we seceded from Great Britain. I mean, you got to think 300 years ago, this was a similar scene. It was probably a lot worse off. The tyranny was a lot more evident. But that's more so what I meant was, like, if it ever gets to that point of tyranny again.
Yeah, but didn't we? But hold on. You kind of make an interesting point. But we left them, and then when they came over to try to take it from us, but that was based on them taking our land and things like that. I mean, now we have a process where we vote them out, and that's the way it is. As of right now, it's the way it is.
Right. I didn't think about it that way. I like your viewpoint on that. Is they did come over and try to take it back from us. So.
Oh, excuse me. They tried to steal it from us. I should have said that.
Yeah, steal it.
So, yeah, I mean, I meant when I storm, like a Red Dawn, Patrick Swayze thing. Like if they try to invade,
We were a colony. They didn't try to come steal it. We were a colony.
No. We left. They came over. They tried to steal land from us. They tried to tax us. Go watch the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson. They tried to
It depends on your perspective, though. England considered, you know, the U.S. colonies part of England at that point.
And we considered ourselves part of the colonies.
Yeah, but we succeeded from them, did we not?
They didn't recognize
it. We didn't want to. They didn't give us much choice with the way they were treating us. The primary concern was housing troops in homes and taking things that they wanted.
I would agree with you.
But we were colonies. We didn't.
Did we not leave? Where did the pilgrims come from?
From all over Europe.
Right. But they left because they didn't want a church state run religion. That was one of the reasons why they came to this country. And I mean, do I need to get a history lesson?
No. I disagree with your premise that they came to take it from us. We were a colony and we revolted.
The war of 1812 was fought over what?
No, that's a different war.
Right.
1812, Britain tried to come back in.
Try to come back in from what? Right.
They tried to come back in and take the United States.
That's right.
Okay, you didn't specify.
I was focused more on that.
1812.
Okay. Well, I didn't know
the Revolutionary War was different.
All right. I was thinking of something else, though, so I wasn't thinking of going back that far. So, all right. Let's go to Craig. Hey, Craig, good morning.
Ed, Roger, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, bro.
Great.
Hey, man. Hey, two things. What really irks me, and again, I don't necessarily agree with the storming of the Capitol, but really is irking me is the hypocrisy that we have now with our political leaders and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer getting on there and basically just talking down about the rioters, but coming into the Capitol or the protesters, rioters, whatever they want to call them, but never said a word of negativity against what happened last summer with BLM and with bricks being loaded and dropped in cities and thrown through windows of businesses and, anybody being killed, like the retired policeman that was killed.
Yeah.
So it's just the hypocrisy of our political leaders. And I believe a lot of this goes deeper than just Trump. I believe a lot of the underlying, because went back to Obama, this split between our country, this border between our country, between, Democrats and Republicans. It was not caused by Trump. This was caused early on in previous administration. And I believe a lot of his underlings were kept in the White House who really helped to release information about Trump and his administration and caused a lot of tension there. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer should be the leaders of that, of causing dissension in this country.
Yeah, I would agree with you on the hypocrisy from the left, where you're right. They never once put down any of the illegal protests and riots that took place, but are the first ones to go after what happened yesterday. I agree with you. Totally hypocrisy there. Let's go to, thanks for the call, brother. Let's go to David. Hey, David, good morning.
Good morning. I was just calling because I wanted to rebuttal on the storming the Capitol comment. When you guys said that it wouldn't be appropriate to storm the Capitol because we have elections to change things, we don't have elections to change things right now. That's the point.
We just had one.
That was free and fair?
It was free. May not all have been fair in many cases, but you got to prove that in a court of law. So you believe in anarchy?
I do not believe in anarchy. I do believe in the court of law situation, which we have not been given. We have not been given our time in a court. The courts are dodging it.
The Supreme Court, Trump appointees, turned it down. You got to have standing. They said you didn't have standing. So we did have an election.
Right, but it wasn't a free and fair election. That was my point. So when they're running every election, which they are, and we don't have the ability to have a fair election, then when does it become appropriate? And I'm not saying it was appropriate. I'm just saying, when does it become appropriate to storm the Capitol?
Well, yeah, you had a free election. Was it fair? I don't know. But Trump shouldn't have lost some of these states. He lost because they got outworked in states like Georgia and Arizona. So you have to prove it. And then some of the courts have sat back and said some of the stuff that you're trying to bring in has no standing out there. So I'd have to go along with the courts. And unfortunately, until you get that, I don't know where to even try to come by and say, well, we might want to storm the Capitol because we didn't think things were that fair.
Well, and I see your point, but based on all of the stuff I've been reading, if you look at the charts of the, the voting graphs and everything, how so many votes are put in at one time for one particular candidate. I mean, if you look at that stuff, it's pretty obvious that there was some shady stuff going on.
Well, and let me point this out again. It's an interesting question. When you make a bank deposit, not all deposits are made throughout the day. Sometimes a bank will load them up. You sit back and go, oh, my word.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. All of a sudden, that is what happens in many of the cases out there. Again, I keep asking the question. David Perdue was up the other night. He was down most of the night. He shot up, and they counted the Democratic votes that came in. So it's okay for if a Democrat to lose votes, a Republican take over. But if a Republican's winning, but they're counting Democrat votes from Democratic cities, and the Republican starts losing all. It's a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. It means they're coming from Democratic areas out there. All right. 854 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We still have some of that usual light traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Cloudy skies today with the high of 71. This evening, rain with a possibility of thunderstorms and a low of 51. Right now, 45 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madure.
And I'm Chef David Madure.
We're the founders of Madure Brothers Culinary Concepts and the creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger.
When we decided to make milkshakes part of our menu, we knew we wanted them to be special.
And boy, are they special.
They sure are. We spent months finding the right ice cream to deliver the perfect ice cream base.
But what goes into the shake is what makes them special. We don't cut any corners in the kitchen, and we're not going to start cutting any corners in the shake station.
So we make fresh desserts like pecan pie, cheesecake, banana Fosters. Then we blend them into the shake.
My favorite may be the classic strawberry shake made with, get this, real strawberries.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sugar. And by the way, my favorite is still the marshmallow brulee shake.
Unfortunately, I think we're out of time, Dave.
I don't even get to tell them about the blowtorch.
Yeah, there's something about you and a blowtorch that kind of makes me nervous.
Bottom line, we don't put anything in our shakes we want to give to our own kids.
Except maybe the blowtorch.
True. So now you know what you're sipping when you have an M-Shack shake.
M-Shack Burgers. With 3 locations around Jacksonville, you're never too far from a shack.
All right, 8:57. A lot of emails coming in today on the Georgia election. How do you like this one? By the way, here's a great clip. Let me play for you this one here. I should save this for tomorrow, but we played it earlier. Here is Bakari Sellers from CNN. This is from CNN. Listen to this nonsense. This is the reason why that they say that Kelly Loeffler. Where's that clip at, guys? Yeah, this is the reason why they say Raphael Warnock won in Georgia. Listen to this clip.
The reason that you had this turnout the way it was is that one of the strategies they employed was attacking the black church. Yeah. Like, you can't do that in the South. Raphael Warnock had to thread an incredible incredible needle because they tried to make him a radical Negro. That was the plan. And it did.
I mean, a radical Negro?
You can't do that.
I mean, this is the excuse. I mean, listen, Kelly Loeffler ran a horrible campaign. She never got elected in the first place. She wouldn't have been my choice. And then when you're showing, I mean, when Tucker Carlson's even calling her out for selling stocks among the COVID hearings out there, it just doesn't make them look good. So anyway, all right. Ron Davis, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And a lot of emails also coming in. Ed@WBOB.com. Ed@WBOB.com. It'll be interesting to see what happens as what?
We have a break.
I got a minute and a half left.
30-second break.
All right, go ahead. We'll take it right now.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing.
All right, my fault in the break there. So there we go. All right, more coming up tomorrow. Thank God every day for the show, all of you that tune in. Again, don't forget the podcast comes up next. Just go to WBOB.com and click on the Ed Dean Extra. By the way, download the radio app, WBOB.com. Listen to us anywhere you would like throughout the day. And so a lot of good calls today, a lot of good lineup. We'll have a lot more ready to show up tomorrow morning. Let's see what happens, see what the discussion may be. And we'll be ready to go coming up at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 Fruitco. Talk Radio.